Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media as the Ravens count down to their season opener with Houston.
Well, I mean, you're taking, I don't want to say this, you're going to take what you've seen, which is in practices, and then the closest thing we've had has been, you know, with the Commanders. So that's what you go by. And you go by, it would be a little bit different if, say, Lamar was a first-year player, but he's not, or J.K. Dobbins, or we have a lot of experience, or guys that have played. Maybe not so much in what our terminology is now, but football's football. An inside zone play is an inside zone play. A curl flat's curl flat, four verts. So you rely on that just to make sure that the language gets communicated across, and then we can execute at a high level. But I don't have any concerns over it. Sure, would it be nice to have played in games? Of course, that's obvious. But I don't feel any different other than I think we're excited to go play. I mean, I think we're in a good spot. I think that's been really overplayed in a lot of ways, what this offense will look like or what we've done in the past or what. I think I get it. There's excitement. I mean, I'm excited to get started. I mean, I am. I mean, it's it still comes down to execution, and it trumps everything. It doesn't matter what we're running. Is playing at a high level. Our guys excited to play and being able to stack plays. But, again, what it'll look like, I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see where we're at in a lot of ways. And I've seen it in practice, and now I'm excited to see it in the games.
Todd, do you have a preference long-term for whether you want this offense to be multiple in the sense that you can run whatever kind of personnel grouping, or do you want a major, like a couple certain?
I really don't care who's on the field, to be honest. If you stay within the framework of really what wins, which is don't turn it over or being successful in offense, be explosive, eliminate lost yardage plays, score touchdowns in the red zone, and be lead on third downs. If you stay within that framework, the personnel really, it's putting the best players on the field that give you a chance to be successful. The more talent that you have, the more exciting it is. You can be more versatile. If you have multiple backs, you can play some of your 21 personnel. If you have multiple tight ends you like to get on the field, that gives you opportunities to put personnel on the field. I think we're in a good place in terms of the personnel that we have that allows you to be versatile a lot of ways. You just have to be careful of getting spread too thin and having way too much and being maybe easy to defend because you have things you do specifically in certain packages. But I'm excited about our guys, the versatility I think we'll have.
Todd, there's been a lot made about the quarterback having more control in this offense. Has that usually been the case with you and your other stops, giving quarterbacks that type of control? And why is that important?
Well, it's been asked a lot, and it doesn't seem universal to me. It seems pretty normal that the guy in charge has a big say in what you do and how we do it. His career's on the line. How we have success is on the line. Now, with that being said, I think the more you empower people, it's not just a quarterback, the more you empower people, your coaches, your staff, people that work for you all, the more you empower them, to me, you're going to get more out of them. They're going to embrace their role. They're going to want to be, they're going to bring ideas to you. If you poo-poo every idea someone has, they stop bringing you ideas. It just works that way. Now, you got to earn that. You know, you don't just allow anybody to have control of an offense or changing things or in any business, you don't allow just anybody to be empowered without earning that. That comes with that. But I think it's the only way to be elite. I learned that from people empowering me. That's not something I developed. This isn't a Todd Monken thing. That is a life thing. That didn't even make sense, a life thing with the shit. But I'm just saying in general, that's what makes it, what makes people grow is trusting people.
What are you seeing from a healthy Rashad Bateman these last couple of weeks? And what do you like about him that's unique that he can bring to this offense?
Well, first of all, it's since I've been here over the last 2 or 3 weeks, plus it's been great to see Bate with a smile on his face. I think like any human being, when they're not in a good place, that just isn't football. What he does for a living, being hurt, being frustrated with rehabbing and coming back. Like I said, we're always better when we're in a good place. And I think he's in a really good place in terms of where he is and what we do offensively and where his health is. So with that being said, you start to see some of the explosion that he has, the speed, the playmaking ability that that you love to see, that you've already seen. Now it's a matter of being able to stay healthy, and that for him, because you know, it's what he loves to do.
There's been a lot of talk about how a fullback will fit in or could fit in your offense and how you utilize a fullback. How do you view Patrick Ricard overall as fitting in to what you want to do offensively?
Well, I think he's an invaluable piece. It's trying to figure out where and when, what spots of the field, what situations, what packages, what set of plays, best utilizing his skill set that fits into what we want to accomplish, you know, throughout the course of a game, which is a lot of coach speak, I guess, but that is the way it is with any player. You know, when you're thinking about, okay, why are we going to play this slot receiver? Why are we going to play this tight end? Why are we going to play this player? Pat has a unique skill set. And so us trying to fit that in, and how do we utilize him in more aspects? He is certainly going to be value in 4-minute, goal line, coming out, short yardage, when you want to run the football, a certain physicality that the Ravens helmet stands for. You have to have that on your team. But now how do you add packages to that? That's to be determined, basically week to week.
We talked so much about the versatility of your skill players and allow you to do different things. The athleticism on the O-line, Linderbaum and Stanley in particular, how much does that allow you to be creative because of the things they can do that maybe some in the center and tackle can't?
It's a great question. I mean, when you have an athletic center, you're not as nervous in certain fronts when you have to pull a center instead of a guard. Obviously, some of your toss crack schemes and your screens come into play when those guys can get on the perimeter. And then in terms of movement, you see so much upfront movement, twists and stunts. Their ability to recover, I think, is critically important. So, you know, it's not a luxury. It's just what you're looking for in a center and a left tackle. That's really, you said, what are you looking for? Smart, intelligent, tough, athletic. And, you know, that's what you're looking for at every position, I guess. But we're lucky to have those guys.
As you get ready for week one with J.K. Dobbins getting a late start to training camp, do you feel like he's at the point you want him at now as you go into the regular season?
I really like where he's at. You know, all along he's had again, I think he's been ready to go from the start. Again, I don't get into someone's business, but I thought he did a great job of being in the playbook, asking questions, thought he was in great spirits. It's fun having him out there. He loves playing football. And guys like that, you can feel on the practice field, you really root for those guys because they love playing football. They bring that energy on the field, and they bring people with them.
CJ Stroud on the other side. Curious, you know, everybody's different, obviously, but curious in your experience, hardest thing for a rookie quarterback coming in and making the first start?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to speak for him. I just think that I think it's hard in any profession when you start a new job. I think it's hard. I just do. I just think you learn as you go and you improve. I don't care how talented a writer you are or how talented a journalist, you've all gotten better from the first time you wrote and whenever you spoke. Same with me, right? So I think it's hard to come right out of the block and be where you're going to be. At least I hope that's the freaking case. Let's at least put it that way, all right? That hopefully it takes him, you know, at least another 4 days, okay? Let's talk about that. But he's a tremendous player. I mean, last time I saw him, we were in a barn burner with him in the playoffs. So he's a tremendous player and a great, great young man. But I think just generally speaking, and again, I wouldn't want this to come out like I'm speaking for him, but just in general, I'm just saying in general, in any profession, it's hard when you first start. That's every position. Your rookies are going to have bumps. It just happens that he's in control of the offense. It's more obvious. Does that make sense? I think the first game I called plays, we went seven straight three and outs. I mean, holy, you talk about wanting to quit calling plays. I mean, my goodness, you know, so that was awful. And I was like, I thought this was going to be fun. This is terrible. I mean, there's nowhere to go. You can't be about the play caller. I mean, it's like, you're that guy. So I do think it's hard whenever you start. And I think that's just the beginning of it as you, you know, like I said, any professor, he just happens to be at this point in his career. And I think he's going to have a heck of a career. I just hope, like I said, I hope it doesn't start in 4 days. So.
All right. On that note, thank you.